In the X-ray reading room at Einstein Medical Center, radiologists sit and stare at glowing, high-resolution computer monitors. Deborah Kopitz says 3D mammography, or tomosynthesis, makes her job easier.
It's literally like if you have pickup sticks and you threw them out together and they would all be on top of each other, and say there was some object hidden in the pickup sticks, you'd have trouble seeing it.
Taking a three-dimensional image lets doctors see beyond the body structures that can block the view, kind of like removing pickup sticks one by one. Kopitz co-authored a new study published this week. She says it's the best evidence yet that compared to standard digital mammography, 3D scans are better at finding the invasive tumors that doctors really worry about.
It is also better because we have less false positives. Many, many times a day, I'm grateful for the tomosynthesis images to help me determine that something I questioned on the two-dimensional image is really absolutely nothing.
The 3D technique resulted in 15% fewer false alarms. Kopitz pulls up a breast image with two fuzzy white spots, then clicks a few times to zoom in. To her trained eye, suddenly it's clear. One spot is a bunch of blood vessels and ligaments. The other spot is cancer.
This one, larger one, that we didn't see on the 2D, has these spicules or tentacles sticking out from it. That's classic for invasive cancer. Cancer in Latin means crab, so it's these sort of crab-like projections.
43-year-old Lisa Clapper had cancer as a teenager, and that makes her high risk for another tumor. Last April, she was overdue for her mammogram.
Because even I, even though I, pay attention to it, you get busy. And she said, I think you better just go in and, do all your stuff. And I just thought, it'll be the same as it always is. You get the press down, your breast turns into a pancake.
Clapper got her 3D mammogram at the Perelman Center at Penn Medicine. From her perspective, the experience was exactly the same, except this time she got a call a few days later.
Yeah, something looks iffy. You need an ultrasound. It's incredibly scary, and much more scary as a parent and as a wife, with a family, with children, than when I was 19.
Clapper's tumor was small and treatable. The study suggests that 3D mammograms find more cancer, but some policy watchers say the ultimate goal of screening is not just to find more cancer. The real goal is to save more lives down the line.
The most fundamental open question is, does this reduce breast cancer death?
Stephen Woloshin is a professor at the Dartmouth Institute for Health Policy and Clinical Practice. He says the new study is very preliminary.
And the fact that it's getting all of this media coverage, I think the potential harm is that, women and clinicians may be tempted to change practice on the basis of these data. And I just think that would be premature.
This week, the head of the National Breast Cancer Coalition reminded women that health plans often don't pay the extra cost for 3D imaging, and the new technology exposes patients to a slightly higher dose of radiation. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.